I'm Tess Vigeland, host of Marketplace Money from APM. We visited a Los Angeles Parks and Rec field in the suburb of El Sereno recently. Dozens of kids and their parents spending a sunny Saturday morning with baseball. More than 40 million kids play organized sports in this country, and their parents spend a lot of money to keep them outfitted and involved, $5 billion in the aggregate. But of course, that number doesn't mean anything. So we asked Minerva Brambilla of Montebello what she spends. She was watching her five-year-old nephew attempt to make contact with the ball. Her own son is 13 and plays baseball and golf.
The kids just grow out of their stuff every year. Every year.
So new uniforms.
New uniforms, new helmets, new baseball bats, batting gloves, cleats, gasoline with all their games to be traveling from one city to the other.
Can you estimate at all how much you might be spending every year?
The uniform, it depends on the park. It could range up to $100 and maybe $70. And that just comes included with one pair of socks. And
shoes?
Then your practice gear also, about $60 a helmet.
So you're looking at minimum $500 or so?
Or so, yeah.
So what does that do to your family budget?
It brings it down, but it's, in my opinion, I think it's well worth it for them not to be out and about doing bad things or mischievous things. Keeps us all going.
A few yards away, Edmundo Ramos of El Sereno watched his 8-year-old daughter playing in a Dodgers uniform.
Well, it's not about how much you spend on the kid playing sports. It's about what they're learning on the field. You know, they're learning how to take commands from the coaches, from parents, you know. And it's about supporting the kid playing the sport.
But it's not free.
It's not free, that's for sure. It's $65, you know, to enroll your kid in sports, get the uniform, the socks, and the trophy.
And the trophy.
And the trophy.
Which
so
is the most important
the
part. Right.
Right. Out the door, probably come out to about $80 with the glove and helmet and the shoes. It's all worth it, you know. It's supporting the park system. You know, it's helping other kids play baseball. So getting kids off the streets, that's the main thing.
Now, these are not unseemly amounts to spend, but in his new book, The Most Expensive Game in Town, author Mark Hyman investigates the multi-billion-dollar industry that surrounds all this fun and games. And he says that $5 billion figure we mentioned earlier, it's just a baseline.
I think that's quite a conservative number because there are many categories of expense that it doesn't really capture.
And it's very abstract, too. I mean, $5 billion, what does that mean?
What does it mean and what does it include? And in the book, I dismiss the significance of that number. For instance, if your kid is going to a travel tournament out of town, and for many families, that occurs multiple times a year, you're buying gas for your car. You're eating at the pizza restaurant. You're staying at the motel two or three nights. None of that is really captured by the number that I cited. So it's very difficult to understand what the number really is. In terms of individual families, for most families, the number is in the thousands of dollars. If you have a youth hockey player in your family, the number easily can be $10,000 to $15,000 a year.
Man.
But for many parents, it's not simply money going out. There's the expectation, or the hope at least, that there may be a payoff down
right.
the road in the form of a college scholarship, or for those who are really dreaming big, maybe even a professional sports career for their child.
Well, so that's really where the rubber hits the road, isn't it? Such a big part of this arms race is that you have to get a jump on all these other kids. What goes into that thinking on the part of the parent here?
Well, it's very difficult to value what you're buying in the youth sports economy. For instance, I wrote a story about 18 months ago for the New York Times, and it was about sports training for babies. And I'm not kidding. There are companies that are in the business of producing DVDs for children as young as 3 months old.
And like, what, quarter-pound dumbbells or something like that?
Well...
Oh, don't tell me that actually exists.
Do you want to know? There's a company based in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They produce a series of DVDs for children under the age of one.
Oh, good Lord.
And in one of the videos, the child, the infant, is seated on the lap of the parent, And the parent is dropping a balloon at the child, who then has a paper towel holder in their hands and is trying to, with the assistance of the parent, trying to swat the balloon with the paper towel holder. So, but it really speaks to, I think, our vulnerability as parents, because it's very difficult when you see the child across the street signed up for the soccer clinic at age 3. It takes some discipline as a parent to make the decision that it's just not the right time for my child. You don't want your child to fall behind.
Talk to us for a moment about how you yourself have fallen into this.
You know, I've made 95% of the mistakes that I write about in these books. My son was a baseball pitcher. I was his coach. He had an injury, came to me after one game and said, "My arm is feeling tired." I asked him, "Do you think you could pitch tomorrow?" Which is probably not the correct parental response. My son ended up having Tommy John elbow surgery. Look, our goal as parents is to help our children reach their potential as athletes. I think what we're doing is not consistent with that. In fact, I think oftentimes we're creating obstacles. We're preventing our kids from reaching their potential as athletes because our kids are playing the same sport year-round. And many kids are just dropping out of sports because they're emotionally burned out. I mean, 75% of kids drop out of organized youth sports by age 13. So now, to me, the answer to, you know, raising a healthy sports child is to let them set the agenda.
Right.
You know, follow the lead of your child. And don't worry so much about whether they have the $25 bat or the $300 bat. And the material things really aren't what separates the great athletes from the also-rans.
The book is called The Most Expensive Game in Town, The Rising Cost of Youth Sports and the Toll on Today's Families. And we've been speaking with the author, Mark Hyman. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Tess.